Hello family of grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Job Chapter 42. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, one, thank you for this wonderful day. One, thank you for the gift of life. One, thank you for the gift of provision. One, thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may you please forgive us. May you send your holy angels to come and guide us, to come and be with us in everything that we do. Father, all those who are sick, all those in pain, we put them unto your hands, that you, Almighty God, may bless them and heal them and give them the hope and courage to stand firm and continue trusting in your mighty name. We always believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And let's go straight to Job chapter 42. Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, who is there that obscures my plan without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I didn't understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me. My eyes had heard of you, but my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. After the Lord had said these things, he said to Eliphaz that Tenamite, I am angry with you and your friends because you have not spoken the truth about me, as my servant Job has. So now take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your folly. You have not spoken the truth about me, as my servant Job has. So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shushite, and Zophar the Naphonite did what the Lord had told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. All his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. They comforted and consoled him over the trouble the Lord had brought on him, and each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first he named Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Karen Harpuch. Nowhere in the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the 4th generation. And so Job died an old man full of years. Amen. And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. We have been following this story from the first day, and we are in the final stages, the finale, the final season. Right? And the first message that I have for you today is from verse 2. I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. Amen. This was Job acknowledging that the Lord can do everything. Amen. The Bible today indirectly is trying to tell us that there is no problem, there is no circumstance, there is no season, there is no situation that is too much for the Lord. Amen. He can do all things. He's a God of impossibilities. Before him, nothing is impossible. So if you are challenged with something, take it to the Lord. Amen. Carry it to the Lord. Whatever is stressing you, whatever is paining you, whatever is hurting you, name it. The Bible today is telling us to take it to the Lord. Why? Because there is nothing that's too hard for him. He can do all things. And because the Lord can do all things, and because he created you in his own image, and because he breathed his life into you, what is stopping you from doing what you want to do? What is stopping you from achieving what you want to achieve? Sometimes the only thing that is stopping us is because we exclude God from it. Amen. We distance ourselves away from God. But the Bible is telling us, if we are with God, if we bring God on board of every plan, if we make Him the leader of everything that we're going to do, we are going to succeed, because the God who we serve is a God of no failure. He's a God of 100% successful rate. He has never failed, and He wants that failing with you. And when you go into verse 6, it says, therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Amen. After Job acknowledging that there's nothing that God cannot do, after Job accepting that he is in wrong. Remember, yesterday, that the first thing is to accept. After Job acknowledging, what does he do? He repents. Amen. He gets down on his knees. He tells us in dust and ashes. And he asks God for forgiveness. Do you feel like your relationship with God is not what it's supposed to be? Do you feel like you have distanced yourself one way or another from God? Do you feel there's a barrier that is between you and God? Get on your knees and pray about it. Repent, especially sin. The devil will encourage us to sin, and he will use this same sin to guilt trap us. Amen. And after guilt trapping us, it will distance us from the Lord. But the Bible today is telling us there's nothing I cannot forgive. If you want to be forgiven, repent. And verse 7 says, after the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, I am angry with you and your friends because you have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job did. Amen. And this shows us that if we send the wrong message about God, if we say stuff, for example, give false testimonies, if we lie, it hurts the Lord, it angers Him. If we disobey the commandments, if we derail ourselves, if we bear false witness, it hurts the Lord, it angers Him. Amen. It angers Him so, so much. And when we now reach to verse 10, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had. You can imagine what Job went through. You can imagine the mental breakdowns Job must have had. You can imagine the trauma Job must have lived with, losing everything in one day. Your cattle, your goats, your sheep, everything, your building, your children. And after that, you get boils, you start living in pain for all this time. But now we see him in verse 10, that the Lord gives him double. The Lord blesses him twice as much as what he has lost. But all this came at a cost. My question for you today is, are you going to persevere like how Job persevered? Or you're giving up along the way? Are you willing to push yourself? When you go to verse 12, it says, the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. The Bible today is telling us that no matter what your past, no matter what you have been through in your past, amen, no matter what you have gone through, the Lord can still bless your future more than your past. Therefore, you should not let your past determine your future, because your future is only in the hands of the Lord. And that's the message I had for you today. Get some time, read Job chapter 42. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may you please pardon us, Father, for all the times that we have not trusted the process, for all the times that you have questioned your plans for us, for all the times that we have not been able to persevere in what you have planned for us. God, may you please forgive us. May you send the Holy Spirit to come and guide us and be with us in everything that you do. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.